This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, May 21st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Congress reacts to first SNAP waiver. GOP doubts CBO. And ag groups back Endangered Species Act tweaks. U.S. Ag bracing for MAHA report. Farm groups are preparing for the worst in a report due this week from the Make America Healthy Again Commission. A source familiar with the report tells AgriPulse Rebecca Alvey that it touches on pesticide usage, although the final language is subject to change. The Department of Health and Human Services has taken the lead on the report and has declined meetings with stakeholders. Callie Means, a leader of the MAHA movement and brother of Surgeon General nominee Casey Means, is believed to be closely involved in the report's development. For more on the report and why ag groups are so concerned about it, you can read our weekly newsletter today. Rubio opened to moving food for peace. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he's very open to the idea of moving the Food for Peace program to USDA. Distribution of food commodities under the program had been managed by the now-shuttered U.S. Agency for International Development. USDA funds the program and procures the commodities, allowing USDA to run the program, quote, would generally align towards removing one more level of government from overseeing food aid, Rubio told Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas at a Senate Appropriations hearing yesterday. We think it has the potential to deliver assistance much quicker, much faster, much more efficiently, and perhaps to a broader set of people, Rubio said. First nutritional SNAP waiver gets mixed reviews in Congress. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania says USDA's recent approval of a SNAP waiver allowing Nebraska to restrict purchases of soda and energy drinks demonstrates the need for state cost share. Nebraska was the first state to receive USDA approval for such a waiver, but other states like Texas, Arkansas, Indiana, and Iowa have submitted similar requests to USDA. Supporters of the waivers, including the Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., argue they will improve public health. Thompson generally takes issue with the SNAP restrictions on certain foods, but says the waiver shows states need to have a bigger financial stake in the program. I don't think they ought to be meddling with any benefits that they don't contribute payments for. Where do they get the right to do that? Thompson said. I think it'll be challenged by someone because of what czar do we have that determines what nutritional or what is healthy. Keep in mind, the House Agriculture Committee's piece of the Republican reconciliation bill proposes shifting between 5% and 25% of SNAP costs to the states. The plan has received backlash from anti-hunger groups, Democrats, and even some Senate Republicans. GOP moderates do not believe the CBO. House Republican lawmakers are pushing back against criticism that their big, beautiful reconciliation bill will dent the U.S. economy by spurring the national debt, widening the deficit. At a press conference yesterday, the Main Street Caucus, a group of self-proclaimed pragmatic conservatives, argued revenue forecasts of legislation have often been off. Do not believe the CBO, Representative Andy Barr of Kentucky told reporters, referring to the Congressional Budget Office. Barr charged that the CBO has been wrong over and over again. The reconciliation bill, he argued, will be jet fuel for the American economy. His comments are in line with those from Ways and Means Chair Jason Smith of Missouri. Smith told the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. last week that the CBO underestimated revenues from Trump's first-term tax cuts and the cost of President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. Now take note, CBO has not scored the full reconciliation bill yet, but has put out estimates for parts of the bill. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, a nonpartisan Washington-based think tank, says the bill in its current form would increase debt by $3.3 trillion by 2034. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op of the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. CBPP decries proposed cuts to SNAP and Medicaid. Cuts to Medicaid and the Supplemental Attrition Assistance Program being considered in the House will hurt people with low and moderate income, says the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. That's a liberal research and advocacy group. CBPP President Sharon Parrott told reporters these are, quote, the very people the president and many other Republicans promised during the campaign to serve and protect. Criticizing the proposed reductions in food and health assistance, Parrott said the cost savings are, quote, about equal to the planned tax cuts to households with earnings over $500,000 a year. Parrott said the impacts will be felt most acutely by households with the lowest earnings, including truck drivers, cashiers, food service workers, home health aides, people who work and care for our kids in child care centers. Western Ag Group signals support for removing ESA harm definition. Leaders of 41 Western Ag Groups want the Trump administration to remove regulations defining harm under the Endangered Species Act. They say the definition is overboard. Rescinding the definition of harm would reduce costs, prevent delays, and create more certainty for landowners, says a letter from leaders of groups like the National Water Resources Association, California Farm Bureau, Family Farm Alliance, Western Growers Association, and the Public Lands Council. But it could also limit enforcement actions affecting certain species environments. The group's leaders say landowners seeking ESA take permits have been forced to, quote, pay thousands of dollars and wait months or years to receive them. Those that don't receive such permits must pay for mitigation activities mandated by the federal government. The letter says, quote, instead of imposing costly and sometimes burdensome regulatory mandates, the services should be focusing taxpayer dollars on actions proven to actually protect and restore species and which follow the law. Court of International Trade to hear arguments in second tariff case. The Court of International Trade in New York will hear legal arguments today in a hearing for a case challenging the economic emergency used to impose new tariffs. 12 states are suing the Trump administration over its tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China, as well as sweeping reciprocal tariffs, and are asking for an injunction while the case is pending. It is the second such case to have a hearing before the CIT in as many weeks. Expect lawmakers to make arguments similar to those made by a group of small businesses that appeared before the court last Wednesday. The judges, who are the same as those in that case, could wait and rule both cases together, a lawyer involved in last week's case said. Here's today's final word. Any chink in this inspectorate team, any lapse, could lead to a foodborne outbreak that would be a matter of great public concern. The bottom line is the firings that left the FDA with not enough people to do the work. That former FDA Commissioner Robert Califf speaking yesterday at a Senate Democrat forum on health and human services staffing cuts. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, May 21st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.